Okay, our friends. So yesterday we read about the forest fire in the jungle and how the hummingbird saved the day. And it's actually wildfire season. And wildfires happen in a lot of different places. So today we're going to read about what happens in Australia. Actually, it's a really cute story about a wombat. So buckle up, everybody. Today's story is called Wombat Said, Come In. And today's story was written by Carmen Agraditi, and it's illustrated by Brian Lies, and it's read today by Mommy and Chi-Chi. Choo-choo. Mommy and Choo-choo. Because it's time for us to go to Australia. Are you ready? All right. And this, by the way, is a great reminder to all of us to say welcome and practice the art of hospitality. All right, here we go. Wombat was not worried. No, not a tittle. Fire had passed over his burrow before. Best, he thought, to shelter under my crazy quilt until the trouble passes. You see, wombats live in burrows under the ground, right? But as it often does, trouble came knocking. Wallow, wombat! Outside was his friend Wallaby, eyes wide with fright. Oh boy.
Help, Wombat! I can't reach my home. May I stay with you a while?
Wombat hesitated only for one tick of the clock. Then Wombat said, Come in. Wombat said, Come in from smoke and din and howling wind. Come in, my friend. Come in. A grateful wallaby hopped inside and was soon twitching in his sleep under a certain crazy quilt.
No worries, thought Wombat. I'll have a cup of tea in my favorite chair instead.
But as he lowered himself into that chair, he heard, Wah-ha-ha-ha! Kookaburra was at the door. He looked scorched and bad-tempered.
Dreadful out here, Wombat! Fire's on the march. Spare a room for an old friend.
I do have quite a few rooms, thought Wombat, and so Wombat said,
Come in.
Wombat said,
Come in from smoke and din and howling wind. Come in, my friend. Come in.
And with a laugh of purest joy, Kookaburra commandeered Wombat's favorite chair.
Kettle on, Wombat. Could do with some tea.
Where are my manners?
Thought Wombat. Before he could fetch his slippers, he heard,
Help! I can't chew!
So it seems to me like the next place that Wombat wanted to go after his crazy quilt was his comfy chair, but he has not only one friend, but two friends in the two places that he wanted to be, and now he can't even get his slippers on before there's somebody at his door again. Without warning, in tumbled Platypus, and out of Platypus, a jumble of words.
Wombat, I can't find my way, and I've lost my shoe, and there's smoke in my nostrils, and...
Wombat patted his pockets for a handkerchief. He found three. Platypus took them all.
May I stay with you, dear Wombat? It's so hot. Heat. Hotness.
thought Wombat. Does Platypus talk so much and say so little? There was only one thing Wombat could think to do. Wombat said, "Come in."
Wombat said,
"Come in. From smoke and din and howling wind, come in, my friend. Come in."
"Already in,"
said Platypus, and then she brightened.
"Ooh, slippers."
As Platypus padded away in Wombat's favorite slippers, she trilled,
"Tea and toast, please, Wombat. I'll be in my room."
She took his handkerchiefs and his slippers, and she's just helping herself to his house. Dear me.
"Tea does make a hard day easier to bear," thought Wombat.
His clock chimed in agreement. But you've already guessed that poor Wombat didn't finish preparing that tea and toast.
"Help!"
Wombat rushed toward the cry.
"Stuck!"
gasped Koala as he tugged on a sooty eucalyptus branch. Sounding a bit less friendly than he intended, Wombat said,
"Come in."
Wombat said, "Come in. From smoke and din and owl and wind, come in, my friend, come in.
But leave that smelly twig outside," he muttered.
"Not smelly,"
corrected Koala as he gave the branch a yank. It plowed into the burrow, and down went the clock with a clang, clang, clang.
"This day," worried Wombat, "is getting quite out of hand. You'd like tea, I suppose?" he huffed.
"No thanks,"
murmured Koala.
"Only eucalyptus."
"Well, I must have tea," thought Wombat, "with four lumps of sugar."
This sweet thought restored Wombat to his best self. But then he heard,
"Wombat Bat!"
"Sugar Glider?"
"Fire, fire!"
squeaked Sugar Glider.
Come in.
Well, what's one more?" thought Wombat.
So Wombat said,
"Come in."
Wombat said, "Come in. From smoke and din and howling wind, come in, my friend." Thwack! Sugar Glider took a flying leap onto Wombat's snout. From there, Sugar Glider launched inside and smashed into the hat rack, from which he fell into a nearby tea tray, where he tipped over a bowl of sugar cubes.
"Sugar Glider, do not touch!"
Too late. Sugar Glider had snarfled up every last sugar cube. Wombat did not trust himself to speak. The one last thing that he was looking forward to was eating that sugar, and now it's gone. Seeing his distress, Sugar Glider leapt onto Wombat's shirt, pulled a gooey cube from his mouth, and dropped it into Wombat's paw. Ooh, you don't want to eat a sugar cube that's been in someone else's mouth. Ugh. Then he scrabbled into a pocket.
"Sleep, sleep,"
he cooed. Wombat studied the sticky gift and thought,
"What an odd day this has been. But they'll surely go home soon."
Wombat was mistaken. In the picture, we can see all of his friends, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and of course himself, are just all over the place in his house, knocking things askew, leaving messes on the floor. Days passed. Then one morning, Wombat awoke to an odd smell.
"No, it's more like a smell that isn't,"
thought Wombat. He tiptoed past his sleeping guests and peeked outside the burrow. The smoke had cleared. The ground was cool. So, Wombat said,
"Go home."
Wombat said, "Go home. It's safe for you to rove and roam and time for me to be alone. Skedaddle. Shoo. Go home."
"Thank you, you,"
said a small voice. Wombat frowned as he plucked Sugar Glider from his pocket.
"Go home."
Sugar Glider sighed.
"No, home to go to."
Wombat's ears twitched. He clacked his teeth. He made an old whickering sound. And finally, Wombat said,
"Come in."
Because he knows that this friend of his, who no longer has a home, can't just be put out, can he?
Doesn't he have a home anymore?
Well, his home was probably a tree that got burned down in a great big storm. In the wildfire. When your home gets burned down in a wildfire, you don't have a home anymore. But if we treat others the way we want to be treated, then if our home burned down, we would want someone to let us live with them, right? And if we know someone whose home is burned down, we could say to them, "Come and live with us." At least until they can get their home built again. And that is a beautiful way to live, by showing kindness and compassion to others to the best of our abilities. And it is also the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.